Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. I'm glad that you guys were able to join me for yet another great show. First, let me say that this was a really, really tough week and a half for me and my family. And I want to say thank you for everybody that reached out to us, that reached out to me, that gave me your thoughts and your prayers and your kind words. Thank you. Thank you guys, because it meant a lot. It was really rough. For those of you that don't know, last week I lost one of my older sisters to COVID, and come out of the blue, and it was really, really hard, still difficult, but I really appreciate you guys reaching out to me and giving me some calm words. I really appreciate it, because it meant a lot. We got to take heed, guys. We got to take heed to what's going on. And that's one of the things that I definitely want to talk about on the show today. We're going to be joined by a young man that is making some waves. He's making some waves in the Gaston County area. That is Jamal Gillespie. He is, I think, the leader of the Gaston Freedom Fighters. So I can't wait to hear from him. And then later on in the show, we're going to be joined by David Wilson Brown, who is running for U.S. Congress in North Carolina. You guys, is going to be a great show. We got a lot of great things we're going to talk about. We got so many things we need to talk about. We need to get back to business. We need to get back to business. Got a new venture for the show, and I'm going to give you a little hint about what it is. You guys really are going to be, you're going to be surprised, and you're going to be thoroughly entertained. And it's going to be something that's really needed in this area. No one's doing it. I'm going to give you a little hint. I'm not going to tell you everything, but I'm going to give you a little hint. And it's going to be happening within the next few weeks. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. I want you guys to really understand what is going on around you right now, because it is very important. Very important that you know what's going on around you. It's very important that you know what you need to do in order to make your community what it should be. So I really want you guys to stay back, because we're going to be joined momentarily by Jamal Gillespie. That's the Gastonia Freedom Fighters. And then I can't wait to bring Mr. David Wilson Brown on the show. You guys, he is going to give you so much of what's needed in our community. I promise you, you are not going to be disappointed when you talk to them. Number to call again is 515-602-9785. And number again is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day. Okay.
Thank you. I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Hurt when the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever, questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound my lyrics. I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent. Never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on top takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Real quick, guys, I want you to understand that what we are getting ready to expose you to on today's show is nothing but pure knowledge and nothing but drive and unity. I'm telling you, it's all of that in, rolled up in one show. Real quick, going to bring on a young man that I know is making waves in Gastonia before I get David Wilson Brown on this show to mesmerize you guys. But here's a young man. He is one of the leaders, if not the leader or founder of the Gaston Freedom Fighters. And they are in the midst of a march right now in Gastonia, North Carolina. So I want to bring on the show real quick and see if we can get some encouraging words from Mr. Jamal Gillespie. Jamal, you on the show?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, just sitting out here right now, waiting for the rest of our group to gather, looking at the scene and the scenery right now.
Tell the listeners a little bit about the Gaston Freedom Fighters and how you guys come about.
Gaston County Freedom Fighters was originally formed from myself, Ashley Rivera, Shawnee Blaze. The three of us attended a protest that was happening outside of the courthouse one day that was kind of disorganized in a way, and the three of us helped manage that situation. Shawnee was going live, showing the true facts of what was going on, how everything was. Ashley was helping moderate and keep the crowd under control, as well as me at the same time. After that event, I got in touch with Shawnee. Me and Shawnee formed the idea to hold an event outside of Cox Road in Franklin in front of Longhorn Steakhouse to kind of have the public see that what we're standing for and our views, while building trust with the police department at the same time before we really hit the courthouse again. But during that time, the main message was that we were trying to get the point across that Black Lives Matter. We held an event that day, the next day. It just got to the point where everybody wanted to keep holding events. So we came to the discussion that the three of us should form a group to kind of fight against injustice or things that are going on in Gaston County that should be spoken out against or brought up in a way. And
so
after that, we formed the group Gaston County Freedom Fighters.
What are you guys out doing today in Gastonia?
For today, we're actually holding a protest for the Confederate monument that's located outside of our courthouse. and as well as trying to just have our voices heard, because they weren't really fully heard the way that we wanted them to, or the way they could have been heard during the county commissioners meeting that we had last week.
So what do you guys basically want? I know you want the Confederate statue down, but what do you want with it?
We want it to be relocated to a possible site that we can reach an understanding with the other side with, somewhere such as a cemetery or a museum, so neither side is really offended.
So are you getting any kickback on it? Are you getting any help, or are you having to just
I've been having help from multiple groups, I'd say I have some help from different city council members, different political parties as well. Even though we're not affiliated with any political party, they've been helping support us in ways that are greatly appreciated.
Okay, so wonder if they don't give you guys what you want. What is the next move?
The next move is to keep pushing and keep pushing. We're not stopping until we have a possible relocation of this statue. I've noticed in the past some people fought to have it removed or relocated, and once the decision was made, they gave up. Our goal is to not give up with this whatsoever.
So do you think right now, I know you guys are like a marching machine right now, protesting machine right now. Do you think that you guys got what it takes to make it happen alongside with some of the older generational protesters or civil rights activists? Are you getting any help from them?
Yes, we've been having a lot of help from them. If they've started gathering outside with us for once. We started off originally being a more youthful crowd, more of the youth was involved. Now we're having more older members attend and help have our voices heard in a way as well.
So how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel amazed. That was my goal to begin with. I strive to have more diversity as well as different age groups, races, everything involved with our movement at the same time, because we're not just fighting for Black Lives Matter. We're fighting for getting things done in Gaston County that's going to be necessary.
What do you say to the people that says all lives matter?
The way that the all lives matter thing always comes up, and they question why they say all lives matter. When we say Black Lives Matter, they fail to realize that the only reason we're saying Black Lives Matter is because currently in the state that the world is in right now, Black Lives honestly don't matter. And the phrasing of Black Lives Matter is more of to address it and let it be known that Black Lives should matter, because all lives technically don't matter right now, because Black Lives don't matter yet.
Yeah, I see that you guys are very, very active. And you guys, you have done it, peacefully, and that's what it's all about. What do you say to those who are out here protesting that's not peaceful?
That's not peaceful. I say they should change their approach if they really want a positive image of themselves viewed, or if they really want that great change, that they should try doing it as peaceful as possible and change how the media views everything. If you're peaceful, they're going to realize there's not too much they can feed off negative-wise. They're going to have to start showing all the positives. And them showing the positives can get this movement really going and have more people involved. I've realized that because in the beginning of our group being founded, the older crowds usually fear that, oh, yeah, we would become violent, things like that. And we've showed that we could be peaceful, and us showing that we could be peaceful has helped increase our numbers tremendously.
So in saying that, how does one become a member of the Gaston County Freedom Fighters?
We have our group page set up. It's labeled the Gaston County Freedom Fighters. You can send a request to join. We do a pretty fair background check. We do a social media background check. Let me put it that way. We check your social media before you join to make sure you're not really just doing it to start any drama. We're just trying to make sure that there's no fake pages created, things like that. But we want anybody who is for our movement or for our cause to join, which makes it fairly easy to do so, as long as your views aren't really violent or pretty much against what we're doing.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of you guys. I think what you're doing is very commendable. I think that what you're doing is very brave. And I think that what you're doing is going to ultimately make a difference. And I know that what you want is to make a positive difference for your community and for the generations to come. So I say to you, as long as you guys are continuing to do things in a positive manner, you know, exercise your rights. Exercise your rights.
Yes, sir, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing today with our march, as well as the crowd and the people that we have participating with us tonight.
If anyone wants to come join you today, where should they come?
We currently are set to move out at 6 o'clock. However, our meeting place is going to be the Gaston County Courthouse right here in front of the monument. The police actually have it sectioned off, so anybody who's for the removal of the statue is going to be located on the left side. Anybody who is for the statue to stay is going to be on the right side. That's how the police have things sectioned off right now.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe if we have enough time, I can come back later on in the show and check with you guys while you're marching, and you can just let us hear a little bit about a little bit of what's being chanted or saying while you guys are marching. You know, we might be able to reach out to you in a little while, but I'm going to let you go.
Okay, so that'd be great.
Get ready, and I appreciate you coming on the show, and you continue doing great things in the community.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You too. Have a good one.
All right. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number is 515-602-9785. When we come back, I am going to be joined by none other than David Wilson Brown, who's running for U.S. Congress. Here in Gastonia, you guys are definitely live in the day.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Taste of Meal, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
They ain't shouting. Got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no. Pimpin' on thank you. Big bank, little bank.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy, D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. If you just joined us, we were talking with Mr. Jamal Gillespie. He is one of the founders of the really the action group Gastonia or Gaston County Freedom Fighters. They are getting ready to have a march in uptown Gastonia right now. They're protesting the Confederate statue that sits in front of the Gastonia Courthouse in Gastonia, North Carolina. And they, according to him, he says they're not stopping until they get what needs to be done to happen. So hopefully we might be able to check in with them later on in the show. But right now, I want to introduce you guys to someone that that's really, really has something to say. Really has something to say. Real quick, I appreciate Chicago, New York, Houston, oh my goodness, Little Rock, Arkansas, South Philly, Bakersfield, California. I know I forgot some of you guys. I appreciate. I'm sorry, but I'll get back with you next break. Thank you guys for continuing to run the show, continue to support the show. Hopefully we can do something to where I can get out there and can do or visit all those places and can do the show from some of those places that are playing the shows there. So thank you guys and continue to support the show. Now, before we left, I told you that I wanted you to speak to, I wanted you to hear from someone. I listened to this gentleman speak at the vigil for George Floyd in Gastonia, North Carolina, last month, and electrified the crowd, electrified the people, got the people really, really feeling encouraged to what the Gastonia area should be doing or what they should be looking like. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to the show none other than candidate for Congress, David Wilson Brown. Mr. Wilson Brown, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
How you doing, Jay? Thanks for having me on.
All right. No problem. I'm just glad that we were able to finally connect. There's been so many things going on, and we hadn't been able to connect, but now we have.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry I missed the last time. I'm really excited to be on here and really appreciative for you giving me this opportunity to speak with the community that you reach.
Thank you. Now, you know, when you spoke at the vigil, your words resonated with a lot of people that were out there. People are hurting right now. People are hungry for change, and people are hurting right now. And what is your message to the Gaston County area? What is your message?
The message is that we have for a long time had the odds stacked against us, right? We are put into districts that are gerrymandered. You have a county commission comprised of people that are only voted in by the entire county and not the portions that they represent. So the odds are stacked in their favor with the percentage of, let's face it, minorities and Democrats in the minority, that we're not going to get the opportunity to have fair representation on their board. If you look at that county commission board, the entire board are a bunch of white men like me. And the truth is we need better representation. Thank God we were able to achieve that on the Gastonia City Council this past election with Danielle Barber and Charles Odom getting on there, representing their communities. It's much more reflective board. And, of course, the great Walker Reed in as mayor. What we need to do is get these folks to understand that they have to represent more than just the people that they think are going to vote for them. If they truly want to transcend and take Gastonia and Gaston County to the next level, they have to be prepared to have a better understanding of all the communities that they represent and not just fall back on the garbage of the past. Because here's the truth of the matter. Tracy Philbeck wants to try and make it to be a political thing, and it shouldn't be a political thing. This isn't left versus right. This is right versus wrong. And the long and short of it is that as he talks about, it was Democrats that put it up. That's what he's literally tried. That's his defense now. And that we need to maintain this. Chad Brown said we need to maintain history so they know that the things that have gone before. We don't need to see the history of this racist garbage in front of our courthouse where, black brothers and sisters have to walk across to do any kind of business with the county across that threshold and see that staring at them, that symbol of oppression and white supremacy to say, you know what, when you go in that building, you're not going to get equal justice under the law. And if you think otherwise, you're foolish. And so It's a mild step. We got to do so much more to protect all of our citizens than that garbage. But at least we can take that stupid statue down or move it, whatever. to at least show them that, hey, we're ready to be in the modern century and not hang on to the past. I mean, you understand that there are people out there protesting this that insist that this is part of their heritage when this is a symbol to something that happened 155 years ago. How pathetic is it that these individuals have to hang on to heritage that is actually older than even their grandparents, you know, grandparents, right?
Right.
We need to move to the future. And that's why my platform has always been about a better road forward, getting people to work together across lines to move the ball forward. The other side is afraid of change. They're terrified of it. We have to show them that change can be a positive thing, but we also have to be careful not to leave people behind when we do that, right? The fear is what drives them. The fear is what the other side uses to hold them down and to not allow them to move forward because they're afraid of change.
Wow. 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 You deserve that.
And let me just also say, I started to say, you know, if Tracy Philbeck is going to talk about it being the Democrats that put it up and what have you, yeah, fine. I'm a Democratic candidate for Congress. I'll own that the past 100 years ago, Democratic Party put that up. Great. If you are in the Republican Party, the party of Lincoln that was formed to stand against slavery, then by God, can't you get some cojones to take that statue down, even if it, because the truth of the matter is the reason he won't is it's going to hurt him with his own constituency. And that's the truth of the matter. And that's what will be unspoken when he does everything he can to delay this decision, to get the pressure off of him to make that decision. And that's why I'm so proud of the groups that Jamal was representing and, you know, that are out there tonight fighting for this to not let up the pressure, because that's what they need. He's done this non-committee garbage to release the pressure and say we're addressing it, but nothing will happen because he is doing everything he can to reduce the pressure on him to make the change that needs to happen.
Wow. And, you know, with you saying that, do you see in the near future some drastic change coming to our community?
Well, one of the good things is it looks like we're getting a potential opinion piece from the Gaston Gazette that actually is going to back the call to remove the statue. That is, I think, going to make a big differential. You know, we're not talking about destroying the thing. If we need to, we can do a GoFundMe to pay for the removal. We'll put it up in Tracy Philbeck's front yard if you want, but it doesn't need and doesn't belong in front of the public courthouse where, you know, men and women, you know, from all walk of life have to go by to get business done with this county. That is a representation of Gaston County, and it's ready to, you know, we're ready to move it. And let's get, if he's not going to be someone who's going to do it, if the board that is behind him is going to cower behind what they're doing, I mean, thank God for Ronnie Worley to stand up and say, yeah, it's time, let's move it. That's a man who wants to be on the right side of history. And if Tracy Philbeck and the others aren't going to be that person, then they need to move on, because Gaston County is better than that. Gaston County represents more than that. That's just where I come from, man. I don't want to see us continue down this path of sticking with this garbage. And we have so many other things to take care of in this county and getting, you know, services to the people that deserve it. You know, the amount of cost for protection for this statue now that this new call has caused up at this point, there's got to be a diminishing returns for continuing to keep the statue where it's at.
Yes, I totally agree. I think this should not be where we're stumped at. We should be able to do this and move on to everything else that's a lot more important right now. Because we got, I mean, don't get me wrong, that statue is very important, but we got some very pressing issues going on with, you know, people being registered to vote, people wanting to know how they're going to get the vote. There's a lot of unknowns right now because we don't know what's going to happen, you know, in this day and age of COVID. So we need to move on and stop with the 52 fakeouts and all the stumbling blocks that's in front of us, the decoys in front of us that is occupying our time when we should be focusing on some of the other things that's got going on now. Not saying that the statue is not important, because it's very important. And, you know,
absolutely.
You
and I don't want to come across like that's all I care about. I mean, I called at that same discussion for, you know, the city councils to review their police policies. And I've heard good word from several people in city government around our county and around the district that I'm hoping to represent that are talking about the things that, of change that could easily matter. I've pointed them to the eight can't wait proposal of eight policies that would make a significant impact very quickly. And many of them are taking that on. We need leadership right now, because our communities, and not just the Black communities, but especially the Black communities, are hurting, because the truth of the matter is that we're just thankful for the technology that we have that's revealing something that we know has been going on for a long time. To pretend that this is something new, that's more garbage too. And I want to make sure people understand that, every part of me since I've, you know, was a young kid has talked about, you know, fighting for racial justice, fighting for equal justice across all categories, not just race. But, you know, it's not just happening now. But what we're recognizing is how much has been allowed to go on because it was an us against them mentality or a he said, he said, or whatever. And now we actually have photographic proof of this, you know, mistreatment of police on people in their own communities. They're supposed to serve and protect, but that's got to mean everyone, even the you know, potentially guilty ones, right?
Right. Right.
Because what Jamal said before was absolutely correct. How can you claim all lives matter if you don't support the fact that Black lives matter? That's what it all comes down to. And they're giving up the game, James, when they're saying on their side that, hey, if the Confederate statue comes down, then we need to take down the MLK statue across the street. That's the game, right? That's
yep.
White versus Black. That's not right versus wrong. You know, they're trying to try and claim any equivalency to a statue for a man who fought for civil rights against a statue of, you know, honoring people that fought to keep slavery. That's just garbage, man. And they're giving away their own game.
Wow. And, you know, and it seems like that's been the sentiment in this area for a very long time. But I think our young people are getting tired of that, have gotten tired of that, and it's time for them to make a move.
And James, I'm so, so proud of them for what they're doing. But at the same time, I'm being really careful not to try and overly politicize and to, like, put myself in the way, right? A good
right.
leader has to recognize when to stand up and call something out for the garbage that it is, but also make sure that not to take over the righteous fight that's not just mine, right? I mean, it would be so
right.
easy for me to get up and take the mic and whatever, but I don't want to because it's so much more powerful coming from those. I just had that opportunity at the vigil, standing on stage next to my 8-term incumbent Republican, opponent, right? To be able to say that this is something that's just an easy fix, an easy start in the right direction, a symbol of the intent to really change. And if they can't embrace the removing that symbol, then they're not really ready to make any of the real changes that matter.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel? How do you feel about the upcoming elections? I know your camp should feel good, but do you guys feel pretty
yeah.
good about the position you're in?
Well, you know, it's a mixed bag, right? I think without question, President Trump will be defeated. And I pray to God on that every night. I think our nation needs some severe healing and you know, getting him removed will be a tremendous direction in that or move in that direction. I love to see Cal Cunningham win for Senate. It would really benefit our nation. for us to have the Senate so that we can really enact and erase. Really, I talk about wanting to go to Washington to perform a de-Trumpification of government. What has occurred in this past 4 years, the erosion of all the you know, legal aspects of our Constitution that this man and his administration have attacked, I really think it's going to entail a really significant work together to make that happen, and I really hope that we get that. As far as my role, I'm going to be honest. When they redrew the districts, this district that's now the 5th district, it's not Patrick McHenry's 10th district. We will be in the 5th district. It actually leans more Republican on paper. However, we have a real opportunity this election because the people down here, where the majority of the people are in this district, do not know Virginia Fox and owe no loyalty to Virginia Fox. So we have an opportunity to remove someone who is literally a radically extremist from Congress with the voice of the people. But it's going to take every dang vote. There is no way anyone who is listening to this can sit at home on election day or early voting if possible, or sending in an absentee voting if they want to be safe. If you're not doing that, then you know, it's on us, right? We have to all do that. And it's more than that, more than just you voting. You have to take as many of your friends as possible to that voting booth, or again, use absentee voting to remain safe, because this COVID world is some scary stuff. But we absolutely have to do it, because if we don't, then I really worry about the future of our nation if we don't make change this election. And I'm really optimistic about our overall chances for a nation, but really realistic about my potential chances. I don't want people to think that I'm sitting around with rose-colored glasses and think that this is a walk in the park. But I've talked with enough people that understand that we need change, and it's coming from both sides, and that excites me and really drives home that the fight is worth it, and we can really make a difference if we keep working at it.
I totally agree with that, and I want to see people get super involved with this election, because I have tagged this as probably one of the most important elections probably in our lifetime right now. It's very important that everyone get out and exercise their right to vote. Too many people die for them not to. But I'm happy with what I'm saying.
And people have to really think about what impact they have and really get educated about their voting. I'm not telling people to go to the polls just to vote for Democrats. Forget that. I want them to do what they can to get educated about the people that are running and make the best decision. And I hope that includes me. I hope that includes people like Roy Cooper and Cal Cunningham and Joe Biden. Honestly, I hate the fact that that's all I just named 4 white guys, because I think we need more diversity in representation. But I promise you, those 4 white guys I mentioned are going to have much more of your interest at that heart and stake than their opponents.
But Mr. Brown, let me ask you a question. Do you have time? I have to take a quick commercial. Do you have time to stick around for a second so we can come
Absolutely.
Back and dive in this? Okay. Great. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Guys, you're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Live Alkaline Water is a family-owned, father and son business operated by Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live Alkaline Water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, Live Alkaline Water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. 775-7501. Or to contact Robert McRae himself, send an email to emaul9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaul9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right. The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Guys, if you can, make sure that you go to iTunes, check out Jay Radio Show or Live in the Day with Jay Radio. Just type that in, go subscribe, rate it. That's all I need for you to do. Just click, rate it, and subscribe. That's all. I ain't asking for no money. I ain't asking for no food. Just do that. Just two or three clicks. That's all I need. So, before we went to break, we were joined, or we have been talking with David Wilson Brown, who is running for Congress here in North Carolina, and I want you guys to get a gist of what this brother is talking about. I mean, he definitely knows the need of our community. Mr. Brown, you still on with us?
Mm-hmm. I am.
I know that we got the new fuse coming downtown in Gastonia, which... I think is a great idea. I think some great things are going to happen from it. But let me ask
Let's
you
hope.
A question.
Yes, sir.
With that being said, our communities, the black communities, are really hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see how I can say this without sounding too pompous. Do we have the right people in command, county-wise, city-wise, whatever the case may be? Do we have the right people at the helm to make sure that our young people are not going to suffer?
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand the whole of government, right? You have your city, who's just over Gastonia. You have the county commissioners, who we just talked about, are in my opinion, have the odds stacked against Gastonia, which is ridiculous. You have the state where we're gerrymandered in such a way that, again, we have no local representation that reflects the people of Gastonia. Basically, there are three legislative seats, 108, 109, and 110, that basically carve up Gaston County in such a way that there is no it splits the view of representing Gastonia.
Uh-huh.
At federal level, the position I'm running for, reduce the number of Democrats in Congress, they carved up this state. So what votes essentially 50-50, right? You know, Roy Cooper got in by a very small fraction of votes last election. That we only have three Democratic representatives in Congress right now. Now they redrew it in such a way that we're going to have guaranteed at least two more. But to do so, that they, you know, they were at thin margins before. Now they're at even. There, some of the districts are more leaning towards Republican in order to carve out those dedicated Democratic things, which, I mean, anytime you have representatives on either side making the decisions on who should be their voters, that's not good for anybody. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, mm-hmm. Leads me, and I know you was finishing up on what you were saying, but that leads me to ask you, well, first mm-hmm. let me say, most people really don't know how government works, and right. most people don't really know what they want out of the candidates that's running for office. And with Absolutely. That being said, would you be willing, and I hate to put you on the spot, mm-hmm. but would you be no, willing fine. To have a town hall if the organization push Absolutely. was going to have a town hall, would you be willing to come and talk to the community and have a town hall and let them know what it is that they don't know?
A million times, yes. One of my annoyances is our current representative, McHenry, only has done town halls in very controlled areas during the middle of work days, typically. He dodges it as well as he can, but does enough to say, yes, I've done it. Our new potential representative, right, Virginia Fox, she doesn't do them at all anymore because she can't face the public with the types of things that she stands for. In my last election, I ran against Patrick McHenry in 2018. I got almost 41% of the vote as a first-time candidate. I was planning to run against him again, but in that last election, I had town halls in every county of the district at times that were, you know, after workout, typical work hours. I had flexible schedules with that. I will always do what I can. I interned on Capitol Hill under Republican Representative Sue Myrick back in 95.
Okay.
I know what it takes to do and operate in Washington. But I also know how important it is to still be connected with the people in the district and not just the constituent services. Patrick McHenry is good at that. Virginia Fox is good at it. The bare minimum of being a member of Congress is those constituent services where you're helping connect people with different departments of the federal government to help them get stuff done. That's the bare minimum a representative should do. But transparency and accessibility have to come. In our modern society, it should be easy to do. There are technology options when you're in Washington, but by God, yes, I will do any town hall that anyone invites me to, even on the other side, because I have no fear that the policies I stand for are the ones that are going to be on the right side of history and are going to benefit the most people in the district overall. I stand for universal health care for all. I stand for a living wage no matter what work you do, and I stand for better funded public education, because if you take care of those three things, people can take care of themselves.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that, and I am looking forward to getting you the town hall that you rightfully deserve, that is. And I know the organization PUSH, which, you know, I'm a spokesperson for them, but I know that it can be put together, and it will be put together right, mm-hmm. tastefully, and we want you to come and to educate the community on who you are and what you stand for and what they should stand for.
Mm-hmm. No, I would love that. Obviously, in the days of COVID, we got to be careful and figure out a way to do it safely.
Right.
But I will do
right.
it any which way we possibly can that makes sense. Because, you know, barriers between you and your representative means that your representative has no clue about what your needs are. One of the most important things that I've chosen to fight and make as a definition for my candidacy is I am accepting no corporate PAC money, which means that big corporations can't pool their money and and basically buy my vote. That's not going to happen. You look at how much money that people like Patrick McHenry and Virginia Fox get from big corporations, and it'll disgust you. It'll blow your mind and leave you to believe. Now, they'll claim that they get that money because those groups agree with the values that they stand for. But the truth of the matter is they're getting paid that money because the corporations want them to vote the way they want it and have some leverage to get them to do so. And I've heard specific stories of both representatives where they actually made the case to constituents that that's how they actually feel. So I don't want to hear this garbage of, A, they give us money because they like us. No, they give us money for us to like them, and that's not the way I'm going to play the game. I want you to know when I go to Washington, I'm going to represent the voice of the people first and foremost, and have no question about that.
Yes. Hey, you know what? You ain't got to convince me anymore. You have me at the visual. I see what type of candidate you are, and I see what you are fighting for, and our community needs to see what you're fighting for and who you are. And I am truly, truly excited to be able to bring you to them. So mm-hmm. I look forward to it, and we're definitely going to connect off air so we can make this happen. But if you can, leave my listeners with one positive thing that they can hold on to until they hear from you.
My positive thing that I would say to them is change can happen if you want it bad enough and you're willing to put in the time to help make it happen. So find a candidate, whether it's me or someone else, that you're passionate about. Get involved, because this election is going to define our generation. And now is the time to do more than just talk.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree. David Wilson Brown for Congress, I really appreciate you coming on the show. You're going to be back on the show, and hopefully we'll be getting that town hall going really, really soon. Whether it's we'll figure it out. But thank you for coming on the show.
Let me know when you want to do it, and invite my opponent, because I'd be interested to see if she actually would come and join us.
We definitely will work on that. We would definitely work on that also. I will keep you to abreast to what's going on. I appreciate you coming on the show, brother. We will connect.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks, everyone, for listening. You're a great guy, and I love what you're doing here. And anytime you want me back on, just give me a ring.
I will. I'll be ringing you a lot. All right. Talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you so much.
Number to call is 515-602-9785. Guys, you have to understand what is going on in your community. You have to. You have to understand what's going on in your community, because it's very important that not only you know what's going on, not only you know who you want to lead you, not only you know what success at the end of that tunnel you want to see happen for your young people, you are going to have to put in the work, who it is that's getting ready to get your vote, or that you want to give your vote to, and talk to them. Make sure that you have your agenda in their mind. Make sure it's not their agenda, it's your agenda. And from listening to this young man, it doesn't look like his agenda is going to be his agenda. His agenda is the people's agenda. And that's something that you really need to look at. Because for so long we have waited and done this thing the wrong way. For so long we have voted for people who we like. We have voted for people because they're popular. We have voted for people because they can have a business. We have voted for people that have done things that's not positive in the community, but they just positive. They're just a popular person. That's not who you want. You want people that's going to listen to you. You want people that's going to do the things that need to get done to make your community come in get an upgrade, as you may say, in your community. We don't need neighborhoods no more. We need to create communities. And the only way we're going to create communities is if we are putting the right people in place to make those communities happen. You got to weed out the bad, guys. You got to weed out the bad. You got to educate yourself. You got to know what you want. When you stand before some of these people who are in power, you have to know what you want. Stop screaming, fighting, shouting, stomping, and whatever you're doing. and not know what it is you want when they ask you, well, what is it you want? Yes, we want the monument down. Yes, we want Black Lives to matter. Yes, we want our communities to be spiritually sound. Yes, we want our communities to have an educational prowess that is like no other. Yes, we want our communities to be clean. We don't want to see teenage prostitution. We don't want to see people standing out there selling drugs. We don't want high crime rates. We want great jobs. We want great education. And we want clean communities for our people. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. But if we don't get it together and start demanding some of these things, then we're going to be left in the cold. So educate yourself. Don't just follow the crowd. Educate yourself. You will know when there's someone that is the right person for you, I promise you, and for your community. You will know. It'll touch your heart in a different aspect. So, you know, real quick, guys. I lost my sister to COVID last week. I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for all of the thoughts and prayers, the kind words, all the things that you sent me. Guys, you have no idea how much that meant. And I want you guys to tell each other you love each other, you know. Tell someone you love them, because you might not get tomorrow. That's why I tell you guys each and every show that I love you. The greatest love I know is the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So tell somebody you love them. Check out tomorrow's show. We got a lot going on this week. We got a lot of things we need to get done. And I want you guys to know that I'm in it for the long haul. So as long as you support me, I definitely will support you. That's how it goes. You guys are best. And I'm in it for the live. Stay with me. Thank you to my guest, David Wilson Brown, and Jamal Gillespie from the Best Career Casting County City Friday. You guys, go support. You've been live since they were there.